A reading from Mark 3, 1-6. Another time he went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up in front of everyone." When Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath? To do good or to do evil? To save life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger, and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus.
There's so much here. It's almost an encapsulation of the entire story. I love the phrase, or the question he asked, which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill? And his questioners were silent. And we've seen that in other times where they don't answer because they can't answer that without compromising their own position.
Jesus uses principle here to take them beneath the rule, the regulation, and it completely disarms them. There's not a response that they can have for it. It upsets them. They go away and they plot, and just because people have heard truth doesn't mean you necessarily embrace it. But Jesus just stands in front of them and has a way of taking apart the foolishness of their thinking. I mean, who doesn't celebrate someone being healed because of the reason that it was done at the wrong day? The absolute bizarre nature of their thinking is beyond even common sense.
And I might add, our thinking is this is not circumscribed by that time in that place. I think that we don't have to look far, deep, or wide to find in our own behavior certain things that will say, well, you can't do that, even if good is going to come from it, because it's against whatever rules, whether religious or otherwise. The other thing here that stands out to me, which contradicts some popular ideas of Jesus, he looked at them in anger and deeply distressed at the stubborn hearts of these people. Anger is a word we almost never associate with Jesus.
Yeah. What's interesting, we never see him getting angry with sinners and people who are making a mess of their life. He calls them to change, but he's not angry with them. He gets angry at religious abuse of people using the system to benefit themselves, and it brings him to this level of frustration that he cannot take looking at the way they're treating God's design and God's way of approaching himself.